Columbus Commons is 5 years old. The downtown development that opened in 2011 includes a six-acre park surrounded by residential and commercial space. It opened with high expectations, and WOSU's Sam Hendren tried to find out if it's lived up to the hype.
After 2 years of construction, Columbus Commons opened in May 2011. Amy Taylor, Chief Operating Officer of the Columbus Downtown Development Corporation, says the old City Center Mall, which occupied the site, had to be meticulously dismantled piece by piece in order to save the underground parking garage beneath it.
The ceiling of the parking garage and the floor of the mall were really one slab. And so we couldn't just have a big explosion and poof, City Center was gone. We surgically took it apart piece by piece just as it was built. And then over the course of 2010, we really began the park creation. And we opened in May 2011, and the pavilion opened in 2012.
Now music flows from the pavilion on weekend summer nights, courtesy of the Columbus Symphony Orchestra's Picnic with the Pops series. Julie Fish is the orchestra's chief operating officer.
You have the ambiance of being outdoors in a beautiful green space with a permanent stage, with proper lighting and a sound system that really enhances what the symphony has to offer.
It also has the atmosphere, Fish says, to pull people to the Commons for the symphony's outdoor musical events. The Pop series kicked off last Friday night.
They can relax, they sit on the lawn with their blankets, they can bring food, kids can play, and then we actually had the moon peek out behind one of the buildings. So I think that type of experience to hear great music in a beautiful space is something that really draws people to the Commons for our concerts.
A total of 5,500 people came out this past weekend for the two Pops concerts. But the park is a destination for people throughout the day and evening, be they residents in the apartments and condos that border the Commons, business people on a lunch break, or, says the CDDC's Taylor, out-of-towners in search of a Lazarus experience.
That was part of what a lot of people had experienced in their traditions, whether it was going to the chintz room at Lazarus or going down for the holiday celebrations at City Center. And I think people really wanted to bring their families downtown. They wanted to bring them to this site in particular. And so we took that cue. And over the past 5 years, I think, have really developed and evolved into a family-friendly program site.
Taylor says Columbus Commons is the setting for some 250 events annually. One of the larger events is the Capital City Half Marathon. David Babner is the race's founder.
When the Columbus Commons project was finished, we couldn't think of a better place to finish our event than there.
Babner says races start nearby and end in a celebration on the lawn.
It's something that participants from out of town are incredibly impressed with the backdrop, not only of the stage, but to be able to see the buildings around the Commons and the way the Commons are so well kept, to have that great green space right in the middle of downtown. Folks from out of town love it, but the folks from in town love it too.
Columbus Commons has evolved over the past 5 years. Taylor says one of the final pieces will soon start construction, a high-rise known as 225 The Commons.
Later this year, they'll break ground. And then the Commons site will really have reached its fruition. We said it was going to be a mixed-use development. We said it would take 5 to 10 years. We're a little ahead of schedule, but I think that's because there was a real desire and need in the community for a public space that could be utilized in this way.
Taylor says the success of Columbus Commons is proof that green space in a city's core is a driver of economic development.
A lot of times we think green space is such an aesthetic feel, and it is. But the fact that our Picnic with the Pops series draws tens of thousands of people down, that when you have the Cap City Half Marathon and 25,000 people are down at our park at Columbus Commons, all of a sudden those have real life investment possibilities.
Taylor says 250 High and High Point, as well as other downtown developments, received a 15-year 100% tax abatement. Sam Hendren, WOSU News.